Constraining Spatial Curvature with Large-Scale Structure, by Julian Bell et al. We analyze the clustering of matter on large scales in an extension of the concordance model that allows for spatial curvature. We develop a consistent approach to curvature and wide-angle effects on the galaxy two-point correlation function in redshift space. In particular, we derive the Alcock-Pachinsky distortion of f sigma 8, which differs significantly from empirical models in the literature. A key innovation is the use of the backquote clustering ratio, which probes clustering in a different way to redshift space distortions, so that their combination delivers more powerful cosmological constraints. We use this combination to constrain cosmological parameters, without CMB information. In a curved universe, we find that omega m, 0 equals 0.26 plus or minus 0.04, 68% CL. When the clustering probes are combined with low redshift background probes, BAU and SNIA, we obtain a CMB-independent constraint on curvature, omega k, 0 equals 0.0041 minus 0.0504 carat plus 0.0500. We find no Bayesian evidence that the flat concordance model can be rejected. In addition, we show that the sound horizon at decoupling is rho d equals 144.57 plus or minus 2.34 MPC, in agreement with its measurement from CMB anisotropies. As a consequence, the late-time universe is compatible with flat and a standard sound horizon, leading to a small value of H0, without assuming any CMB information. Clustering ratio measurements produce the only low redshift clustering dataset that is not in disagreement with the CMB, and combining the two datasets we obtain omega k, 0 equals minus 0.023 plus or minus 0.010. This was Constraining Spatial Curvature with Large-Scale Structure, by Julian Bell et al.